Praise the Lord, everybody. How many is glad to be in God's church tonight, today? Hallelujah. Come on, let's just clap our hands and let's lift our voices. Can we do that for a second? If you have a reason to praise him, why don't we just praise him for a minute right now? If you just have one reason to praise him, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated in Jesus' name. It's so good to be here today. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Amen. Praise God. It's so good to have Brother Connor Talley from Brother Cox's church. Amen. He's following Brother Alvear around for some reason. Wonder why. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes. Amen. Well, I feel Jesus in the house. Does anybody feel Jesus in the house? This will be a good day for somebody to receive the Holy Ghost. Woo, hallelujah. This is a good day for somebody to receive a miracle in the house. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I feel Jesus in this place. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's always an honor to be here. Hot Springs, Arkansas, with my friend, Pastor and Sister Motes, and the Motes family, and everybody here. And I always tell when people ask me when I'm in the States, a church that it's similar to Brazil, I say Hot Springs. Amen. Always feel home here. Hallelujah. Sad to say, a lot of Pentecostal churches are dead and dry and formal fashion, but I'm glad that I'm an old-fashioned Pentecostal apostolic church here today. Woo! Aisle running, foot stomping, hallelujah, tongue talking, Holy Ghost church. It doesn't matter if it's Sunday morning or Wednesday night, we're going to have church. Devil, you watch out. You better get out of our way. Well, I feel like somebody's ready to give the devil some black eye today. You want to make the devil mad? Begin to praise God with all of your strength. Special when you're going through a trial. Special when you're sick. Keep praising God. Keep giving God some praise. Amen. Amen. Well, I feel Jesus here. I want to talk a little bit about what God is doing in Brazil. Just a few minutes. But I have like four or five pictures if they can put it on the screen. I want to say thank you. A special thank you for this church, Pastor Motes, and this church. And y'all were give us a special offering. Some of you have been to Campinas, Brazil, and we had bought land in a little area called the Paradise. But when you're in the mission field, you never know what's going to happen. And the gangs took over that area. And so we couldn't build a church there. And so we invested in this area. This is in North Brazil. I was just there a few days ago. We had a dedication service in Pindaí, Bahia. It's in the middle of nowhere, but praise God. Amen. But there's hungry souls there. We had people to receive the Holy Ghost that night. And hallelujah. It's Brother Antonio and his wife, Sister Ivani. They are helping, taking care of the church there. And there's a two or three more pictures of some of the saints, and me and Julia, we were able to visit and be with them. And God is moving. Holy Ghost is falling in this area. Very, very strong devil worshiping. That's Pastor Edmilson and Sister Josie. They are one of the greatest soul winners I've ever met in my life. Prayer warriors, you can count every morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, I get a message from them. I'm praying for you, missionary. Prayer warriors and soul winners is another couple that from the church. So I want to just say thank you for this church for being a blessing for the work of God in Brazil. And hallelujah. Praise God. This trip, we just had a trip there, me and Julia, and we stayed 8 days in Bahia. Bahia is one of the most strongest devil worshiping state of Brazil. But, you know, God is moving. We're starting apostolic churches in several cities of Bahia. Hallelujah. This trip, we were able to baptize one lady. She used to be a witch. And baptize her in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God fill her with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Woo! There's no devil in hell that can prevail against the church of the living God. Hallelujah. Very known scripture, Mark chapter 16 and verse number 15, that says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe." I don't know about you, but I am a believer today. How many is a believer today? Hallelujah. In my name, they shall cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues, and they shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated today. I want to title this missionary speech, "The Church is Not Defeated, but the Church is Still in Business." Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. We're living in the last days. We're living in the days that we're seeing a lot of things happening that is coming through the Bible and the prophecies. But we've got to be ready to meet the Lord. But, you know, I was thinking through the years, and the last 2-3 years, a lot of places has went out of business, and a lot of stores, a lot of banks, and even in our city, especially after COVID-19, when everything was reopened. There was even in our newspaper in our city, there was one of the main streets in Campinas. Most of the stores had went out of business because they were not prepared for what happened. You know, a lot of people, they backslid because they were not prepared for what all happened. But I'm glad that a lot of churches shut down because they were not prepared. But I'm glad that I belong to a church that it's not dead, it's not going down, it's not losing its power, hallelujah, but it's a victorious church. It's a church that is still moving. It's a church that's still having revival. When they were shutting the churches down, we were baptizing people in Jesus' name. When they were telling us to not have church, we were praying new people through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. This is not just another church in Hot Springs, but this is the church of the living God. Praise God. In the last few months, we've been seeing a lot of miracles in our church. And You know me, I've been a miracle preacher for all my life, but God has been doing so many wonderful things at our church, and we just had our latest conference. It was the largest latest conference we ever had at our church. Just from the mother church, we had 100 ladies that sung in the choir that did their uniforms. We had several ladies that couldn't sing this year, but all together, almost 150 ladies were sung both nights, and we had a powerful move of God, baptized 4 in Jesus' name. Several received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You know, living for God, we go through circumstances that sometimes we don't understand. And in January, when I was in the States with my family, we stopped in Miami on the way back to Brazil, and we were a couple days in Miami, and I began to feel very, very strong pain. I want to give you this testimony today. And in my back, and I started hurting real bad, so I got back to Brazil, and instead of getting better, it got worse and worse and worse. Well, I had already told my church in February we were going to start a project 1+1. That means everybody is going to bring at least one person to church in the month of February. And our purpose was to have everybody to be a soul winner. We not only bring one person to church, but try to win at least one person to God. So we started that project, and instead of me getting better, I kept getting worse. So they took me to the hospital. I couldn't hardly walk, and I was very bad. They gave me some medicine and everything, but it kept getting worse and worse. So it came to the point that I was 3 days paralyzed. I couldn't even walk. I was laying in the bed, and I began to cry. I said, "Now, God, I've been a miracle preacher all of my life. I have seen you raise people from the dead. I have seen you open the blind eyes. I have seen you do all kinds of miracles, and now here I am paralyzed in this bed." And I was trying to tell my church, you know, to win souls and knock on doors. And I teach my people, we are the original Jehovah Witness in Brazil. It's not their job to be knocking on doors. It's the apostolic job to be knocking on doors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many, many years ago, I preached a meeting. This is probably about 25 to 30 years ago. I preached a meeting that impacted my life in Oregon with Pastor Bishop Johnny Goldare. I preached with him, and he was telling the church how they use church cards. So when I went back to Brazil, I did that. I told the church secretary, I said, "I need you to order some church cards, and we're going to start giving out church cards." And now for the last many years, every person in our church has to give at least one church card a day. If they don't go out that day, they'll give 2 church cards the other day. But we invite people to church, and that's how you win souls. The other day, I was at a supermarket, and I handed this lady a church card, and she told me, she said, "What's going on in y'all's church?" I said, "What do you mean?" I said, "You're the 3rd person that has given me a church card. This church was built upon the rock, and even the gates of hell shall not prevail against God's church." Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody praise him right now. Somebody clap your hands and praise the name of Jesus. So I begin to pray. Sister Moats, and I was weeping. I said, "Now, God, I'm telling the church to win souls. I can't even get out of my bed to knock on the door and invite somebody." And the Holy Ghost spoke to me, said, "You can invite them through WhatsApp." And it shocked me. WhatsApp, it's an app that we have in Brazil, you know. And it shocked me for a minute. And I said, "Okay, God." And I said, "Who do I need to invite first?" And the Lord spoke to me, Brother Monk said, "Invite the church neighbors." Now, I've been trying to win the last two neighbors in a block for 35 years now. We baptized all the other ones, and we bought their houses and enlarged the church. That's how God works, you know? Amen. So I said, okay, God. So I got my phone, and I went on WhatsApp, and I sent the first message to Fatima. I said, Fatima, this is Pastor Alvar. I want to invite you to a special service tonight. And I was in so much pain, but I didn't miss one service. I mean, they were dragging me to the house of God, put me in a sofa, you know, but I was there. I told my church people, I said, I can't hardly walk, but I know God's going to do something. You know, we don't understand why things happen like this, but if we're faithful to God... So I'm trying to tell somebody here in the Holy Ghost that the devil has been trying to talk to you. That your miracles hasn't happened and your victory hasn't took place and you can't feel anything. Let me tell you, baby, if you just keep on praying, if you just keep on worshiping, if you just keep faithful to God, God's going to come on the scene. Well, you know, he tested Abraham. Sometimes God wants to test your faith and see if you're going to be faithful to him. It's easy to shout when everything is going right. It's easy to worship when you have money in the bank account. It's easy to worship when your babies ask for milk and you have a plenty in the cabin to give. But it's another story when everything goes wrong. It's another story when the doctors look at you and say, you're going to die in 6 months. Oh, this church was built upon the rock. You're not visiting just a normal church. You're not just in a normal service, but you're standing in heavenly places. Says right now, the anointing of God is in the house to break every chain. I need a prayer warrior to pray as loud as you can pray. Come on, you haven't felt the Holy Ghost in a long time. You start praying. God's going to break the chains. God's going to break the shackles. God's going to break those walls. Whoa. Come on, come on, pray some. Pray with your neighbor. Just lay your hands on your neighbor's shoulder if it's appropriate. And begin to pray in the Holy Ghost with them right now. Come on, pray, pray, pray. Holy Ghost is moving. Woo. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God's given somebody a testimony right now. God's given somebody a miracle right now. He called ya da ya la ba shataya. Come on, he called to rabahaya. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whoa! The angels of the Lord are walking in the building right now. Somebody's drawing their attention. No, these signs shall follow them that believe. Come on. If you are a believer, God is is in the house. There is a power that can break any chain. There is a power that can heal any kind of disease, oppression, depression. Everybody that needs a miracle, if you just make your way to the front right now, don't stay at the pew. Everybody that needs a miracle, everybody that needs God to touch you, come on, take everybody by the hand, bring them with you. Don't let nobody stay at the pew. Come on, the God of miracles is in the house right now. The God of miracles is in the house. Don't sit at the pew. Don't stay at the pew. Come on, everybody. God wants to renew everybody. God wants to renew every strength. God wants to give you strength. Okay, just wait a minute. Run, just one more minute. Just look at Brother Alvier. Then we're going to pray. God's going to work. He's already working miracles right now. But God's going to give strength, and God's going to touch every person in this building that is ready for a miracle. I called the lady. I told her. I hung up, and then I called the second lady. I just want to finish this testimony because it's going to increase somebody's faith here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They took me to church that night. I always like to go at least an hour early to pray, and I was praying. About 5 minutes before church started, I looked and opened the glass door. Here came in the first neighbor. About 5 minutes later, the door opened again. Here came the second neighbor. That night, both of them repented of their sins, and God filled one of them with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Not only that happened, Brother Aaron, but that night God healed me. We don't understand why things like that happen to us, but God has a purpose. I'm telling somebody right now in the Holy Ghost, you're going through a situation because God has a purpose, and the testimony is going to be greater than the battle. And your testimony is going to be greater than your battle. And last Saturday, a week ago yesterday, I had the honor to baptize the two neighbors in the wonderful name of Jesus. Baptized there, one of the daughters. Hallelujah. She got the Holy Ghost. And the other lady got the Holy Ghost when she came out of the water. Let me tell you, God is a miracle working God.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to pray right now. Everybody lay your hands on somebody's shoulder if it's proper. Find somebody. Don't let nobody by themselves. The Holy Ghost is here. When I count to three, I want you to pray as loud as you can pray. There are angels waiting for God's orders right now. God, you people, they're ready. We are ready to see miracles. We are ready to see signs. We are ready to see healing in this house. We're ready. God, you can fill people with the Holy Ghost. You can, hallelujah, renew in the name of Jesus. One, two, three, go. Shout as loud as you can shout and pray without loud. That's it. Pray as loud as you can pray. That's it. Pray with somebody. I need the prayer warriors to go around praying with me. The preachers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to find somebody that you can pray with them. Start laying hands and pray with somebody. Find a prayer warrior. Find somebody. Pray with them until they speak in tongues. Pray until they get drunk in the Holy Ghost.